This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The FBI says former U.S. President Donald Trump was subject of a, quote, apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf club on Sunday. Two law enforcement officials say U.S. Secret Service agents opened fire after seeing a person with a firearm near Trump's West Palm Beach golf club while the Republican presidential candidate was golfing. No injuries were reported. The officials say the person fled in an SUV and was later apprehended in a nearby county by local law enforcement. The incident comes roughly 2 months after an assassination attempt on Trump at a campaign rally in the state of Pennsylvania. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed revenge on the Iran-aligned Houthis after they reached central Israel with a missile on Sunday for the first time. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
After initially saying the missile had fallen in an open area, Israel's military later said it had probably fragmented in the air and that pieces of interceptors had landed in the fields and near a railway station. At a weekly cabinet meeting, Netanyahu said the Houthis should have known that Israel would exact a heavy price for any attack on the country. Whoever needs a reminder of that is invited to visit the Hodeidah port, Netanyahu said, referring to a deadly Israeli airstrike against Yemen in July in retaliation for a Houthi drone that hit Tel Aviv.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Israeli warplanes carried out an aerial assault, launching a series of airstrikes targeting southern Lebanon, state-run national news agency said on Sunday. The Israeli jets fired several to air-to-ground missiles, causing explosions. This is VOA News. A Russian-guided bomb struck a multi-story apartment building on Sunday in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, triggering a fire and killing one person and injuring 42, officials said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the latest attack underscored the need for Ukraine's Western partners to provide weapons and air defense systems and permission to use weaponry on targets deep inside Russia to save lives. Prosecutors in the Kharkiv region in northeastern Ukraine said on Telegram the body of a 94-year-old woman had been recovered from the ninth floor of the building. An American tech billionaire has returned to Earth after a historic spacewalk, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
SpaceX's Polaris Dawn capsule splashing down Sunday in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida's Dry Tortugas. Four crew members back, including tech billionaire Jared Isaacman, who radioed from the capsule.
We are mission complete.
Two SpaceX engineers and a former Air Force pilot also aboard. Isaacman pulling off the first private spacewalk while orbiting nearly higher than the International Space Station. The founder and CEO of Shift for Credit Card Processing shared the cost of the Polaris Dawn mission with SpaceX, but won't say how much he spent. However, some say walking in space is priceless. I'm Julie Walker.
French authorities said on Sunday at least 8 people died trying to cross the English Channel. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Authorities spotted a boat that was carrying dozens of people in distress near a beach in the northern French town of Ambulteuse. A French rescue ship was deployed to the area but could not offer assistance at sea. Once they reached the shore, over 50 migrants were offered medical help. However, several died despite the emergency care provided. Authorities said survivors of the accident came from Eritrea, Sudan, Syria, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Iran. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll from flooding in Central Europe rose to 8 on Sunday as thousands of people were evacuated from their homes in the Czech Republic following days of torrential rain that caused rivers to burst their banks in several parts of the region. A low-pressure system named Boris has triggered downpours from Austria to Romania, leading to some of the worst flooding in nearly 3 decades in hard-hit areas in the Czech Republic and Poland. More rain and strong winds are forecast until at least Monday, though the rain eased on Sunday in Romania, which bore the brunt of flooding a day earlier. Thousands of homes have been damaged over the weekend, bridges swept away, and at least 250,000 households, mainly in the Czech Republic, were affected by power outages. I'm Joe Ramsey.